behind the scenes on the day of the riot. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. A top former White House aide before the House committee investigating the Capitol riot, Cassidy Hutchinson, telling the panel her former boss, Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, was warned of possible violence on that day.
It was becoming clear to us and to the Secret Service that Capitol Police officers were getting overrun.
But she told the panel President Trump was still planning to travel to the Capitol, and she was told he became angry when Secret Service told him he could not go there, even lunging toward the steering wheel of the presidential vehicle. On social media, Trump dismissed her story as fake. The Department of Health and Human Services has announced a vaccine strategy to mitigate the spread of monkeypox, saying it's expanding access to hundreds of thousands of doses of vaccine in areas with the highest transmission, and local areas can request shipments. Elections in seven states today, including runoffs in South Carolina and Mississippi.
In South Carolina, Republican Senator Tim Scott will learn which of two Democrats, author Catherine Fleming Bruce or State House member Crystal Matthews, will challenge him in the November election. Matthews is also seeking re-election to the State House and is not challenged in that primary. In Mississippi, GOP 3rd District House member Michael Guest hopes to fend off a final challenge from former naval pilot and flight instructor Michael Cassidy. The winner faces former Obama and Clinton campaign staffer Shewaski Young this fall.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Officials in Texas say 51 migrants have died after they were abandoned in a tractor trailer without any air conditioning in the Texas heat in a suspected human smuggling operation. The bodies were discovered when a city worker heard a cry for help from the truck, which was parked on a remote back road. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Another state ban on abortion has been paused by a judge.
Texas claimed abortion was prohibited in the state, citing an old law from 1925 they now claimed was in effect again, following the overturning of Roe v. Wade by the U.S. Supreme Court last week. A state judge in Houston is putting it on hold amidst a suit filed by the Center for Reproductive Rights, a group representing abortion providers. The judge's order means Texas law, as it stood before Friday, allowing pregnancy termination through the sixth week, is again for now the rule in Texas. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The Michigan Supreme Court has ruled charges related to the Flint water scandal against former Governor Rick Snyder, his health director, and seven other people must be dismissed. The justices found that the judge in the original case had no authority to issue the indictments. Snyder was charged with misdemeanors. Ex-health chief Nick Lyon and Michigan's former chief medical executive, Dr. Eden Wells, were charged with involuntary manslaughter tied to deaths from Legionnaire's disease, which was blamed on the bad water. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee is seeking to change a longstanding ruling that protects baseball players from antitrust laws.
100 years since the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that baseball is primarily a sport and not a business, and therefore not subject to antitrust laws, the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee is seeking to change this standing so, as Illinois Senator Dick Durbin wrote, to make sure all professional ballplayers get to play on a fair and level field. Durbin is part of a bipartisan group with Republican Senators Chuck Grassley from Iowa and Mike Lee from Utah, along with Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal. They sent a letter to advocates for minor leaguers to glean how baseball's antitrust exemption affects the lives of minor league baseball players.
Fox's Jared Mack. Senator Mike Lee has stated there is no reason why Major League Baseball ought to have preferential treatment relative to the NFL, the NBA, or any other professional athletic organization. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.